By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل I hope everyone is okay And welcome back to our once more another program of Rise and Shine. This very beautiful program that we have. As always, we start the program with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And remember, when the Quran is being recited, listen to it carefully. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I make the intention, if you can also make the intention to listen to the Quran. Now obviously, because this is a recorded one, so even if you don't listen, you'll not be sinful. But when if you do go, to an ijtima, to a khatam sharif, waghaira, fatiha, waghaira, and the Quran is being recited, and you go there for that intention, then it's farz upon the audience to listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And even though if it's a recorded one, it doesn't matter. At least we can act upon that, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal get some blessings and benefits from that as well. So let's get the tilawat, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and then inshallah, we'll have the kalam. And I'll tell you what topic we're going to be discussing. Yes, we do have a question for today. And inshallah, Azawajal, hopefully I should be able to give you the question after the kalam. So it gives you about an hour for you to get the answer correct. And without any delay, let's go to the tilawat of the Quran. And inshallah, Azawajal, beautify our hearts, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وجاء اہل المدینة یستبشرون
اور شہر والے خوشیاں مناتے آئے
قال ان هؤلاء ضيفي فلا تفضحون
لوط نے کہا یہ میرے مہمان ہیں مجھے فضیحت نہ کرو
واتقوا اللہ ولا تخزون
اور اللہ سے ڈرو اور مجھے رسوا نہ کرو
قالوا اولم ننہک عن العالمین
بولے کہ ہم نے تمہیں منع نہ کیا تھا کہ اوروں کے معاملے میں دخل نہ دو
قال ہؤلاء بناتی ان کنتم فاعلین
کہا یہ قوم کی عورتیں میری بیٹیاں ہیں اگر تمہیں کرنا ہے
لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ
اے محبوب تمہاری جان کی قسم بے شک وہ اپنے نشے میں بھٹک رہے ہیں
فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ
تو دن نکلتے انہیں چنگھاڑ نے آ لیا تو ہم نے اس بستی کا اوپر کا حصہ اس کے نیچے کا حصہ کر دیا اور ان پر کنکر کے پتھر برسائے
ان فی ذلک لآیات للمتوسمین
بے شک اس میں نشانیاں ہیں فراست والوں کے لیے
وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ
اور بے شک وہ بستی اس راہ پر ہے جو اب تک چلتی ہے
ان فی ذلک لآیت للمؤمنین
بے شک اس میں نشانیاں ہیں ایمان والوں کو
وَإِن كَانَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ لَظَالِمِينَ فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ
اور بے شک جھاڑی والے ضرور ظالم تھے تو ہم نے ان سے بدلہ لیا۔
وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ
اور بے شک یہ دونوں بستیاں کھلے راستے پر پڑتی ہیں۔
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
اور بے شک حجر والوں نے رسولوں کو جھٹلایا۔
وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ
اور ہم نے ان کو اپنی نشانیاں دیں تو وہ ان سے منہ پھیرے رہے۔
وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ
اور وہ پہاڑوں میں گھر تراشتے تھے بے خوف۔
فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
تو انہیں صبح ہوتے چنگھاڑ نے آ لیا تو ان کی کمائی کچھ ان کے کام نہ آئی۔
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ
اور ہم نے آسمان اور زمین اور جو کچھ ان کے درمیان ہے عبس یعنی بیکار نہ بنایا۔
وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلَ
اور بے شک قیامت آنے والی ہے تو تم اچھی طرح درگزر کرو۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، some of the things that we learned, especially regarding the day of judgment as well. Now the day of judgment is one of our most fundamental and basic beliefs in Islam. Allah تعالی has mentioned in the Quran about the day of judgment many times, یوم یقوم الحساب. We even read that during our salah as well. And also day of judgment is mentioned in the articles of faith as well, wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut. Before that it comes wal yawmil akhiri. Wal yawmil akhiri is the day of judgment. So every Muslim must believe in the day of judgment, that one day this world is going to perish and we will be brought back to life again, wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, and then we will stand in front of Allah azza wa jal and give accounts for all our life, what we've done in our lives. Remember, the scholars, they say that on the day of judgment a person will not be able to move until he has answered 5 questions. Now, how did you spend your life? How did you spend your youth? How did you earn your money? Where did you spend your money? And how much knowledge did you act upon what you had? You know, so it's very, very important that we, you know, when you go to an exam paper, a lot of kids, yeah, they have little test papers now and then. You know, so they will go according to the exams at the end. They'll all collaborate them and give them a result. So these kids, when they go into that room, oh, we've got an exam today, we've got a test today, you know, we don't want to be failing, they're revising at home. I've got the same situation at home as well. So they're all revising, they go to the test tomorrow. Yeah, now we're all scared. You know, I had a test yesterday. Yeah, and I was nervous in a sense. I like, what would have happened if it's not even my end of year exam? It's just a test. Even if I failed, it doesn't matter. But you know, you were still nervous that why do I want to fail this? Now, can you imagine? Even alhamdulillah, I did good. But yesterday, even if I failed it, even if I didn't know anything, yeah, the teachers would have sat down with me, helped me, and I would have revised my lessons again. End of story. Nothing wrong. But on the day of judgment, there is not going to be another test. There is not going to be a saying that it's all right, guys, you failed it, don't worry, go back to the world again, try again, I'll give you another 100 years, come back and then we'll test you again. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's never going to happen. And that's exactly what we need to embed in our minds. We've only got one chance. You YOLO. YOLO, what does it mean? You only live once. Yeah. And yes, you only live once in the dunya. You're not going to be brought back. But well, you know what? You live twice, because you're going to be brought back to life again, and then you'll be answerable. And that is why the scholars, they mention that the world is Darul Amal and the hereafter is Darul Jaza. Darul Amal is a place where we need to do Amal. We need to do action. We have to have Salah. We have to have the Quran. We have the fasting of Ramadan. Yeah, we have the charity. We have the Hajj. So many people, you know, I know of, yeah, they haven't been on Hajj, even though Hajj is farz upon them. Yeah, but they still, what do they say is, اور جا بڑا ٹائم ہے بعد ہی تکیا جاسی دعا کرے ایسا واسطے بھی کوئی فگیٹ دا دعا یور ان دا سچویشن ویئر اف نو ون گیوز یو دعا یو سٹل ہیو ٹو گو یا اٹس لائک سم ون سیئنگ دعا کرے میں بھی نمازی ہو جاؤں میک دعا دیٹ آئی بیکم اے نمازی ایون دو وی ڈونٹ میک دعا فار یو یو سٹل ہیو ٹو آفر یور فائیو ٹائمز صلاہ دیئر از نو ادر آپشن از دیئر سو ان دا سیم وے لیٹس لک آور لائف دس ڈے آف ججمنٹ از گون ٹو کم Either we believe or we don't believe. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we must believe in it because it's one of our articles of faith. Yeah, and we all believe in it, Alhamdulillah. But we need to believe in it in such a manner that I've got to be answerable. May Allah Ta'ala ki hisab dena qiyamat wale din. I've got to be answerable for that. Who am I going to be on the day of judgment like that? Ya Allah, I didn't prepare anything. I didn't do anything. No, we need to understand. We need to understand that this is the life that we can make it or we can break it. Don't be one of them. And there's so many things that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. Again, we need to listen to the Quran. I advise you, read the Quran. Yeah, so Alhamdulillah, one para every week, 1,000 times, Durood Pak every week. So even if you recite 313 times, or even if you recite 200 times minimum per day, you'll easily recite 1,000 a week. So what is that? That gives you that momentum. That I've got to do it as well. But you've got to be reading it with the tajweed. And if you don't read it with tajweed, we can offer you a free service. Muftan account. Don't even have to pay me money. Don't have to pay anyone money. Because Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, offers this free service. Madrasatul Madina Balighan. All over the UK, Alhamdulillah, brothers are teaching Madrasatul Madina Balighan. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when they are teaching Madrasatul Madina Balighan, many people are now learning to read the Quran properly. And that's exactly what we need to do. That's exactly what the time of situation we need to understand. That I've got to be reading the Quran perfectly. If we can't read the Quran perfectly, my dear Islam, we as a Madani channel, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do if we don't read the Quran? How are we going to be guided? The Quran is for the muttaqeen. The Quran will guide those people who are the muttaqeen. So we need to understand that as Muslims, we have a duty. And that duty is that we read the Quran, guide ourselves. You know, when you're in a plane and you get these announcements, yeah, put your seatbelt on first and then help others. We need to be guiding ourselves as well, won't we? Yeah, I'm not saying that let's be guided 100% and then we help others. No. Guide as you go. Yeah, guide as you go. So if you learn to one verse of the Quran, teach it to others. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Pass on from me, even though it's a small ayat, even though if it's a small thing, pass it on to others. جڑا بھی علم سکھنے نا اگے سکھانا ہو. Get time out, take time out. You know, from your very, very busy schedule, take time out. Sit down, learn the Quran, inshallah. I make the intention, I also make the intention. اور آج سے شروع کریں. From today, inshallah, we're going to make time for the Quran. And you're not doing a favor. یہ نہ سوچے بڑا احسان کری رہا میں قرآن پڑھی رہا. Allah is doing you a favor by giving you the opportunity to read the Quran. You know, when people say, I don't get time, astaghfirullah, who are we to say we don't get time? Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to read the Quran. That is one of the things. Maybe Allah Ta'ala is angry with us. His baby is angry with us. Maybe Allah Ta'ala, because we're disobeying Him, we're disobeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. The command is in the first word of the Quran, Iqra. That's the command that is a fi'li amr. Yeah, Iqra. Read. And we don't read. And then we say, hey, maslin, oh, maslin, this thing, that problem, disobedient children, financial problem, illnesses, tensions, anxiety, depression, all these have kicked in. Maybe, I'm not saying it could be, maybe the reason is that we've gone away from the Quran. So inshallah, make the intention. I make the intention to read the Quran every day. Alhamdulillah, I do read the Quran every day. But inshallah, I make the intention to stay steadfast on that as well. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and we'll come back and we'll have the question for today. And then we'll tell you what the topic is going to be for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں, تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں, تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں. آدم دا کیے وسا مرن تو پہلا روزہ وکھا سونیا مرن تو پہلا روزہ وکھا سونیا تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں لا جا رکھ لے شاہ ہاڑ پالندیاں لا جا رکھ لے شاہ ہاڑ پالندیاں رتا آیا نے قسمت جگا ونڈیاں رتا آیا نے قسمت جگا ونڈیاں لے کے چٹیاں مدینے نو چاول دیاں لے دے چٹیاں مدینے نو چاول دیاں من لیندا اے تیری من لیندا اے تیری خدا سونیا تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں سنبھالا کیویں قلب بیتاب نو میں سنبھالا کیویں قلب بیتاب نو کیویں روکا میں ہنجواں دے سیلاب نو کیویں روکا میں ہنجواں دے سیلاب نو جدوں جاں دے مدینے دے ول قافلے جدوں جاؤں دے مدینے دے ول قافلے ہنجو جاندے نے اکھیاں ہنجو جاندے نے اکھیاں چو آ سونیا تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں عرصہ سن لے حبیبہ کمینے دیاں عرصہ سن لے حبیبہ کمینے دیاں حدوں ود اگاں لگیاں نے سینے دیاں حدوں ود اگاں لگیاں نے سینے دیاں گلا سنتا میں جدو مدینے دیاں گلا سنتا ہاں جدو مدینے دیاں درد دے دے نے بھابڑ درد دے دے نے بھابڑ مچا سونیا تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں مجرم تے بدکار انسان ہاں بھاوے مجرم تے بدکار انسان ہاں لوکی کہندے میں تیرا ثنا خوان ہاں لوکی کہندے میں تیرا ثنا خوان ہاں عیب سائیں نکمے کچ لئی شاہ عیب سائیں نکمے دے کچ لئی شاہ تو لج پال سونا تو لج پال لگیاں نبھا سونیا تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں تیرے سونے مدینے تو قربان میں سادم دا کیے وسا گھٹدے جاندے نے سادم دا کیے وسا مرن تو پہلا روزہ
الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, a very beautiful kalam read by Saeed bhai, ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, and it was a Punjabi kalam, and subhanallah عزوجل, Punjabi kalams are always brilliant because alhamdulillah azawajal, and you know that he had that pain in his voice as well, and when he was reciting that, mashallah Allah Taala give him a long healthy life and bless him, mashallah azawajal. And today we do have a question for the viewers. The question is, on what part of the pure body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of prophethood present? On what part of the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of prophethood present? There are four choices. Number one, between both shoulders, on both hands, on the forehead, or on the blessed chest. Was he on the shoulders? Was he on both hands? On the forehead, or the blessed chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And remember, the reason why we're giving these quizzes out is so that we can learn as well. So if you don't know what the answer is, inshallah, by end of today, you will know what the answer will be as well. Now, coming back to our topic, and inshallah, azawajal, as you've seen the topic on the screen, we are talking about dua of a mother. Alhamdulillah, azawajal. Let me mention the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted in Majma'u Zawaid. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever has forgotten to recite durood upon me has forgotten the path towards paradise. Yani, jisne mujh par durood paak padna bhool gaya, jannat ka raasta bhool gaya. Padhta rahun kathrat se durood un pe sada mein, aur zikr ka bhi shauk paye ghous o raza de. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we're talking about our beloved mother. For us, after Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Rasul Tubad, the most high ranked person is for us our beloved mother. Our beloved mother, she does a lot for us. You know, maybe the mothers who are listening, they might be thinking, yes, I do that, because you're mothers. Now, everyone, whoever's there, even if you are a mother, you're also a daughter as well, aren't you? Yeah, even if you are a father, you're also a son as well. Today, we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. Now, you might be thinking, hold on, when does Mother's Day come? That's normally in March, April. No, Mother's Day is every day in Islam. There is no fixed date. Okay, it's not that if we celebrate Mother's Day, then that is against Islam. Nothing like that, alhamdulillah. We celebrate Mother's Day every day. So I thought, why not have a Mother's Day special and talk about our blessed mothers as well, and especially the du'as, the mothers that they make, how it changes a person. Now, if you look at the role of a mother, you know, she's a mother, she's a cook, she's a cleaner, she's a security guard, you know, she does everything for us. She's your tuitionist, she's your teacher. Yeah, she does everything for you. That is the role of a mother. The father, yeah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, a father is a security guard because he secures you. He's your financial advisor, is your cash machine, and he works for you. But your mother has that more of a role. That is why when a companion, he came to the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, ya Rasulullah, who has the most rights over me? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, your mother. He said that three times, and then the fourth time he said, your father. So that means the mother has three times more reward and three times more higher status than the father for the child. Now that mazallah does not mean that we neglect our father. The father is the middle door of paradise. Your father is his du'as are always accepted for their children. So we cannot say that, you know, for us, mother and father are the same. Why? Because we need to love and respect both of them. But in today, you know, according to the Islam, the mother's role, we're talking about the role of a mother. Yeah, she'll do everything for you. Sometimes, You know, I can remember my mom, and you can all, you know, relate to this as well. Not only my mom did that, but every mom did that as well. Or 99.9% moms do that. Yeah, she would wake up early in the morning. I would go to the madrasa, 6 o'clock in the morning, come back. My breakfast was ready. I didn't have to do anything. My breakfast was ready. And even if it came to a state where I grew up, I was married, I had children. But when my mom was alive, you know, and I used to ring, I hardly ever rang my family up at home to get this ready for me. When I used to be living with my brother, you know, we both lived together and our families. And I used to ring up and when I used to say, where's mom? Our mom's there. Okay, amma, ye cheez tayar rakhe hai, amma, ye cheez tayar rakhe hai. And she'll be stood outside the road. Yeah, because main julana taravi padhne waste, I'm getting late, I'm going here, I've got a mashwara here. Mom, get everything ready, I'm coming. So stay from Rotherham, I'll come back, park my car outside. And she, I don't even have to horn. She was stood outside with the plate. And now, that is the role of a mother. She wakes up early morning, she prepares the breakfast, and then she doesn't eat anything herself because she wants everyone to have the breakfast. She wants the father, the children's father to eat something because he goes to work. She might have to even wake up at 5, 6 o'clock to make breakfast for him. And then she'll probably go back to sleep or engage in ibadat. And then the children wake up and she's got to be getting their breakfast ready for them. And then when she drops the kids off at the madrasa, at the school, she'll come back home and she might just make something for herself. And then what happens is the house cleaning. She cleans up the whole house, makes sure there's no dirt everywhere. The clothes that the kids probably threw them at the top of the landing, at the stairs, bottom of the stairs. And when the husband went to work, he's probably left his shoes. The other ones, you know, the clothes are just outside, you know, near the bed. And then what happens? She gets everything. She has to put the laundry on. She cleans everything. She cleans the pots. She makes the house look beautiful. And guess what? It's dinner time now. Yeah, dinner time. If kids are coming back home for dinner, she's got to go now to go shopping. She's got to bring the bread. She's got to bring the eggs for the next day. So she does her daily shopping. And then what happens? It's school time. Yeah. So then what happens? She runs back into the house, prepares everything ready in time. So the kids will come back because the kids are going to go to the madrasa. So she goes up, brings the kids, bring them home, makes them tea, biscuits, wagaira. And then it's time to drop the kids off at madrasa time. So she's got to prepare everything, make sure that they change their uniform into their madrasa uniform, get the spare, everything, sit in the car, drop them off, or even walk into the madrasa, and then she comes back home and she relaxes for an hour. And then it's home time for the madrasa. She's got to go back, pick them up from the madrasa, bring them home, prepare the food, and then what? She's got to prepare the food. She's got to feed the children. Nakhre, he wants this. He wants that. He wants that. Same routine in the morning is happening in the evening. I don't want dal chawal. I don't want this. I want chuza. I want this. I want that. So she has to cook a few aunties. And then what happened is time to clean the pots and everything. Everyone's gone to sleep. Dad's come back from work. She's got to make him some food as well. Put a cuppa on for him. And then what happens? She offers her namaz. It's time to go to bed now. Everyone's asleep. Mom's still downstairs preparing for tomorrow. That is the routine for at least 5 or 6 days. That is the routine of a mother. Do you not think that that is enough to say, Mom, I thank you for everything what you've done. Mom, Jazakallah khaira for everything you've done for me. One Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I carried my mom for 6 miles. 6 miles I carried my mom on my shoulders. And the ground that I walked upon was so hot. If you put raw meat, it'll be cooked. Kebab bani jaye zameen, itni zameen garam si. Ya Rasulullah, I walked, I carried my mom. Have I repaid my mom for what she has done for me? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at the time of giving birth to you, the pain that she received, only one retraction of that pain, maybe you paid her for that. One. You know, this is the role of a mother. You can never, ever repay your mother. You can do anything. You can give your life for your mother. You'll never repay her for what she has done. So for those people who think, well, what did my mom do? My mom did nothing. Forget everything. پورا خاتا چھوڑو. Yeah, she doesn't help you, she didn't make food for you. کچھ بھی نہیں اماں کیتا. By just bringing you to the world what she went through, you not even paid her 1%. 1% بھی نہیں دیتا. And now you are saying, what has my mom done for you? Yeah, your mom has done putar for something for you. You'll never ever, you know, if we ever went through that stage, we'll never be able to withhold that pain what your mother went through. And then she brought you up. Yeah, at night she used to sleep in the wet place. She used to sleep, you know, in the wet and put you into the dry. You'll wake up at night, you'll cry for milk, she'll wake up. And, you know, the dad's there. Yeah, he doesn't even know what's happening. The mother wakes up at night. Maybe some dads will say, well, I do it as well. That's brilliant. You know, the more, don't think of it as a, janab, bada ehsaan kita main raati uthi te bache ki doodh piya liya. Big deal, man. Yeah, you might have done it for once, but the mother does it every night. Yeah, she cleans you, she clothes you, she does so much for you. And today, you know, when the children come up and say, what's my mom done for me? I was in Manchester one day, and an Islam brother told me a story, and to be honest with you, I was shocked. You know, they say, pairon tale zameen likhi gayi hai na? You know, it looked like as if someone's really dragged the earth from underneath my feet. What was it? They said that a young man went to the masjid and he had his mom with him as well. So he took his mom and she sat outside on the wall whilst he went and he prayed. And maybe it was in a prayer, but he went inside, and a while later he dropped his mother off, and then he legged it. He went, you know, for Zuhr time, Asr time, Maghrib time, Isha time, and people were about to close the door and the mother was still outside. Hey, who are you waiting for? Oh, my son, he's dropped me off here and he said he's going to pick me up. And the son never came back. And she knew where she lived, and she lived quite far from where the son dropped her off. And they went there, they went to the house, and they knocked on the door and they said, do you have anyone missing in your home? He goes, no, not really. He goes, what about your mom? Oh, she died of a year of years ago. Yeah. And he refused to even recognize his mother. That's the kind of state that are these sad and, you know, poor people. I call them poor. Bijare ghareeban. Na damaag hai, na akal hai. Yeah, these people are poor people. Yeah. And you feel sorry for them. You feel angry, but you also feel sorry for their state because they don't even recognize the biggest daulat that they have. Yeah, the biggest gift Allah Ta'ala has given you is your parents, your mom, your dad are your biggest gift. And those children who don't recognize this gift, obviously you're going to call them either, they're either mad, yeah, damaag kharab ho gaya ne, or there's something, there's genuinely a problem with them. Now these people might be thinking we're doing some good. Yeah, why did that young lad do? Because he got married and his wife was telling him to do all that as well. Yeah, now we need to understand the mother's love is without condition. There's no conditions, there's no strings attached to it. We might love our mother, but there might be a condition. We might love our mother because she's helping us. Yeah, so in return, we're helping her. A mother doesn't need any help. She doesn't need any feedback. She doesn't make breakfast for you and agali al paper. Can you give me feedback on this? She doesn't need no feedback. Even if you give her negative feedback, she'll still do it again and again and again. She will never say, forget this, I won't always get enough negative feedback. Jao, aapu banao. I hardly ever see. I know there might be one or two mothers, maybe they'll be watching as well. Yeah, maybe they're watching as well. But remember, you know, the dua of a mother, it can change the destiny of a person. Bande ni kismat badli jani hai. If the mother makes dua for her children. The dua of a mother is so powerful that Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, will accept the dua of a mother. Now, today, do we have duas for our mothers as well? Let me mention to you a story. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Ahmad, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he mentions about an old woman, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Makhlad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She came to him and she says, my two children have been kidnapped by the Romans. I have a small house and I have not much wealth, and There is nothing that I could do. These my children. I am so poor. I don't even have anything to give them as fidya, as a ransom money, so that they can release my children. Na to mujhe din ko karar aata hai aur na neend aati hai. I can't even get to sleep. I can't have sukoon during the day. He said to her that, mother, go back home. And he says that I will try to help you in this matter as well. And the person who narrates this, he says, when that woman went home, he put her head down and he started saying something. Kuch arse baad, wohi boodhi aurat apne jawan bete ke saath, she came to him with her son. And she says, Alhamdulillah, mera beta salamti ke saath lot aaya. My son has come back, Alhamdulillah, safe and sound. Main qaidi hoon ki ek jamaat ke saath Rumi Badshah ki qaid mein tha. He says that I was kidnapped and I was amongst some of the other prisoners with the Roman Empire, the emperor of the Romans. He said that they had loads of gardens and every day he would send us to the gardens to work. Ek din jab hum maghrib ke baad baghat mein kaam karke wapas qaid khane ki taraf aa rahe the, achanak mere paon mein bandi mazboot bediyan khud ba khud toot padi. It goes, one day when we were coming back from working in the gardens, the shackles, the chains that I had on my foot, they automatically, suddenly they broke and they opened. Nojawan ne jis din aur jis waqt mein bediyan tootne ke bare mein bataya, ye wahi waqt tha jis mein budhiya Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad ki bargah mein dua ke liye hazir hui thi. That is the exact time when the old woman went to Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for dua. Sipahiyon ne mujhse poocha, yani boodhi aurat ke bete se poocha, kya tu ne bediyan todi hai? Did you break these shackles? And the young man, he says that no, they automatically broke. Nojawan ki ye baat sunkar sipahi bahut hairan hue aur unhone jaakar apne afsar ko bataya. They were shocked. How come that these shackles can open up themselves? So they went and they told their, you know, senior officer. Woh bhi hairan hua aur usne foran ek lohar ko bulaya aur kaha, is nojawan ko bediyon mein jakad do. Yet may tie the shackles on this person again. Lohar ne bediyan phir bana di. The person, he put the shackles back onto his feet again. Abhi chand hi kadam chala tha, a few steps that he took, that the shackles were broken again. And he goes that we were so surprised as what is happening. And then they called their religious people and they said, tumhari walida zinda hai, is your mother alive? And he says that, yes, my mother is alive. And he says, Allah Kareem ne is maa ki dua kubool farma liya. Your mother maybe had made a dua for you. Allah Ta'ala has accepted her dua. Jab Allah Paak ne tujhe azad farma diya, to hum kyun tujhe bediyu mein rakhe? And he goes, if Allah has freed you, then why should we shackle you in chains? They said that, they let that son of that old woman go. So you maa ki dua, aur Sayyiduna Ibn Makhlad ki barkat se us nojawan ko rihai ka parwana mila. So that is the story. You know, duae wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Maa ki dua mein ye taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. This is the dua of a mother. How powerful that dua, that no shackles could have tied that old woman's son. When that mother made dua for her son. In the same way, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, make sure you don't do anything that will upset your mother. Don't do anything that will anger your mother. Don't do anything that will make her cry. Don't do anything that she will be at home crying for you. I have seen seriously, and it does hurt me whenever I think about them kind of situations where mothers, you know, I went to a house and there was a very old woman there. And I was there and she gave salam and her husband was there as well. He's the one who called me and they were both sat on the sofa and they said, please, can you give us some ta'weez or make dua our son to come back home? Yeah, it's been nearly 3 weeks he hasn't come back home. He's in and out, but this time it's been 3 weeks. Normally he goes away, he doesn't tell us where he's gone, but 3-4 days later he would come back home. But it's now been 3 weeks and we're really worried. Yeah, the son's not worried about the mother and father. Usi parwai koi nahi. But look at the mother and father, how they can't go to sleep at night. They can't eat anything. They don't even go out of the house. Yeah, and they're always worried, stressed out, what is going to happen. Pata nahi saada putar kedi halat ch hai. And the putar doesn't even know anything. Yeah. Now that mother, she was crying. You could feel the pain inside that message. That this mother has so much pain for her children. Yeah. In return, our mothers, yeah, and when, especially when they get old, they'll still not eat. I know they'll be sat at home and they'll be waiting for their children. The child might be 70 years old. If the mother's 100 and the son is 70 years old, she will still not eat unless she sees her son. Yeah. And now we need to understand. We need to understand her. You know, she has needs. Our mother, she has emotions. She has feelings as well. And majority of the needs and the feelings and the emotions, they're all for the children. Yeah. She's got needs. Yeah. She wants to be satisfied. Mogul puchona ke amma sukoon kadu milna a putra jile ti takni hai putar tu jile sahi hona hai na me sukoon hai. So her needs are not her own needs, is regarding you. Mom, where do you feel satisfied? Tu san khush kehde le honi putra jile tu me takni hai na khush main bhi khush honi hai. When I see you that you are not happy, there's something wrong with you. I know that an Islamic brother, it's a story that he was working outside in the hot sun, and it was really, really hot that day. And the son was there working, sweating, and the mother was saying, "My son, come inside, it's really hot outside. Yeah, let it go down a bit, the sun, and then go out and work. Putar, come inside." And he said, "Oh, mom, I'll be two minutes. And then what did the mom do? She had a grandson. She picked him up and put him into the sun as well. And the son's there, "Mom, what are you doing? ये क्या किता तू सा इतनी गर्मी है निके की से बाहर की नहीं आयो तू अपने निके नहीं पेवी है तो मिकी अपने निके नहीं है ना या यू वरीड अबाउट योर सन आई एम वरीड अबाउट माय सन सो आवर मदर्स दे गेट वरीड नो मैटर हाउ ओल्ड यू आर या नाउ व्हेन दे आर गेटिंग ओल्ड दे कॉफिंग दे नीड मेडिसिन दे माइट नीड टू गो टू द डॉक्टर दे माइट नीड टू गो टू हॉस्पिटल नेवर एवर से व्हाई इफ यू से व्हाई शल आई गो Jao duwe kiya ho, go and tell her, tell you my sister to take you. Why were you not going to go? I'm going to tell you a court case that happened, and I knew about this court case, someone told me. But let's take the daily reminder, and I'll tell you what this court case was about. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear Islamic brothers, there's a lot of virtues and excellence and blessings of teaching Quran. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever taught one verse of the Quran or a sunnah of a religion, Allah Almighty will grant him such a reward on the Day of Judgment that no one else will receive a better reward than it." SubhanAllah. This is in the Hadith Mubarakah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever taught one verse of Quran, he will double the reward of one who learns it." Another hadith in Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever taught one verse of Quran, he will continue to receive reward for as long as that verse is recited." And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "The one who learned and taught the Quran and acted upon whatever is in it, the Quran will intercede for him and take him to paradise." SubhanAllah. So dear Islam brothers, there's a lot of excellence, like we heard in Hadith Mubarakah, for teaching Quran. So I will humbly request the brothers who are watching that learn the Quran. If you know how to read the Quran, then teach to others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get a lot of blessings and virtues, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this world and in the hereafter as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let me just give you a reminder of the question that we had today. The question we've got today, on what part of the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal of prophethood present? On what part of the pure body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of prophethood present? Is it number one, between the shoulders? Number two, on the both hands? Number three, on the forehead? Or number four, on the blessed chest of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We'll give you the answer later on in the program, inshallah azza wa jal. I told you just before we went for that reminder, I'm going to tell you a unique court case. Now, this court case that I heard about was in Pakistan. And There was two brothers that were in court fighting for the custody of their mother. Now sometimes you see, is this for real? They're fighting for the custody of their mother. And it's not that one of the sons saying that she should be living with him, and he's saying, no, she should be living with you. It was a custody over the mother, who she will live with. The eldest son, who was roughly about 60, 70 himself, mother was really old, but in the 90s. And the eldest son, he was about in his 70s, he had a court case because they couldn't agree amongst themselves, both brothers. They were both saying, mom should stay with me. Because they couldn't decide, they thought, okay, let's go to court and let's decide there. So now the witnesses came. The eldest son was giving his side of the story, why he should have custody of the mother. And the youngest son was giving his side of the story, why he should be getting the custody of the mother. So what happened was, at the end, the court decided in the favor of the younger son. Why? Because the eldest brother, he used to stay ill himself. So the court decided that mother will stay with the younger one because you are old now. You need, you know, someone to support you. How can you support your mother? So the youngest son, alhamdulillah, took over the custody of his mother. And also he said, I will take care of my brother as well. That is what you call a story. You know, when I heard that, yakin mani, I thought I was on cloud nine. You don't hear these kind of stories anymore. The only stories that you hear of, tu amma ki samal, you go and take your mom. You take mom today. I've had her for 10 years. You now take the mom. This is the kind of, you know, situations we got at home. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. You know, remember, when mothers are getting older, they need more attention. They need more support. They need more. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, I can vouch for you and I can vouch for my mother and father, mashallah, when they were alive. You know, the sons and the daughters and even the daughter-in-laws, everyone, alhamdulillah, was taking care of them. And even now, mashallah, the elders in our family, my uncle, my aunties, alhamdulillah, all their family members are taking care of them, really, really care. They say something and they do it straight away. Alhamdulillah, I go everywhere. That is the love that our parents and our elders are getting. And that's what they deserve. Anyway, we never, ever do anything for them. They deserve it. And all we are doing is just giving them what they deserve. You know, it's like, for example, if I deserve respect and you say, you know, Miki izzat chaini, respect me. Yeah, why should we respect you? Because you're a Muslim. You're a Muslim. You're a, alhamdulillah, a person. You need to be deserved respect. In the same way, that's your mother, that's your mother-in-law, whoever she is, she's the eldest person in the community, she deserves that. I was traveling, I think it was in Turkey, and we went as a family to Turkey, and we were traveling in a bus, and we were all sat on the sea, and this very old woman, you know, the bus, when they stopped at a bus stop, this old woman, you know, she walked inside the bus, and she was really, really struggling, and there was no seats available. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, the culture that I saw, everyone nearly stood up for her. Yeah, come sit here. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity because I was sat right at the front. I still gave way and I held her hand and I made her sit on my place. That's what we need to do. Whoever it is, even though it's a Muslim and a non-Muslim, if any elder man or a woman walks in, or even a woman that walks in, as men, we should be giving up our seat. We go to the gym every day, man. Don't we pump iron? Yeah? Now, if these women or these elder people, when they come in, or even children, let them sit on the seat. Stand up for a bit. Let them sit on the seat as well. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ahmad Hajar Makki Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that on the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that, I saw some people that were hanging from the branches of trees that were made out of fire. He said, I asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who these people were. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these are the children. They used to be bad to their, bura bala kehte the, they used to say bad to their parents. And he says, Man kool hai jab maa baap ke nafarman ko dafan kiya jata hai. when as you bury someone who was a disobedient to his mother or his father, the grave will crush him so that ek dusre mein pevast ho jati hai. They will press both ribs on each other and they will be going into each other like this. That's how a person will be crushed inside the grave. That is the punishment of Allah because he did not respect his parents. Dil dukhana chhod de maa baap ka, warna hai isme khasara aapka. What does Allah Ta'ala say in the glorious Quran? Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, وَقَدَا رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ قِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. The translation from Qan Suleiman. And your Lord has commanded not to worship anyone except him. And treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach old age in front of you, so do not even say even or oof to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them word of respect. وَحْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and request humbly that, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful, you know, couple of verses that we read today, mashallah, azza wa jal. And that is, subhanallah, azza wa jal, what we need to understand. That is what Islam teaches us, and that is what is the Quran teaches us as well. Be humble to them, be kind to them, open your arms to them. Yeah, mom says, I want this to eat. Obviously, we need to think that sometimes what happens is they might be diabetic, but when you are eating a rasmalai or a faluda at home, they might want to be eating that as well. But obviously, it's not good for them. Yeah, so sometimes instead of saying, no, khai sakne to sam, bayani kwari, na, don't say that. That's rude. Even though it's bad for them, tarika hona na bane na. Yeah, instead of saying, ek wari bayana jin se na khai sakne, fir bar bar tang kar rahe hain, that is wrong. You know, all I'm saying to you is sit down and think to yourself, what if they did that when you were younger? Yeah, so what you need to say to them is, Abba, it's not good for you. So samajhte nahi hai changa. Agar chalo, if they are wanting too much, ek chikki ji chamchi de yo ro bas. Khush kari yo na, make a put a smile on them and tell them. And the first thing is, don't eat in front of them. You know, like sometimes I know we don't eat in front of the kids sometimes. You know, when you got chocolate or something, like, oh no, bachane samne na kao, don't eat in front of them. Khane denge. In the same way, you know, don't eat in front of the parents, because obviously they want to eat as well, don't they? But you know it's not good for them. So don't eat in front of them so that you don't even have to say that I can't give it to you. I know it's hard. I was in my uncle's house one day and Matai came. And they put it in front of me. And they goes, cow. And as soon as I picked it up, my uncle says, hey, me give this one thodi yara toh, mashallah. And I looked at my sister and I said, am I supposed to give it to him? And she says, no, he's diabetic. And I goes, pati kaya, chacha, tu sa ki or cheez desa, I'll give you something better than that. And he goes, oh, kaya usi? And I goes, inshallah, I'll give you a fruit, because there was fruit as well. So it's this different ways. Rather than scolding them, talking them like that. And then also, you know, another thing that we have, you know, sometimes you talk to people, you know, if you say, aaji kya hai buzurgana, toba, sir dardi kiti hai una sari, astaghfirullah, sari, whatever good you have done, you wasted everything. Sab kuch khatam kari udi hai. Okay, you know, jis plate mein khaye, usi mein ched kare, that's what you've done. You've wasted everything. You know, I know people, they tell that, aur kya hala buzurgana ho, kya baanji, tang kitawa, na sene, na mein, ta putar tu bhi dahi sara kitawa si na. What goes round, comes round. Allah ni tarfu, un tu sabar imtihan hai. When they were young and you were a little baby, you did that to them. So it's coming back to you. But I'm not saying it's a punishment. It's a form, they were looking after you. Even parents, when they look after their children, they don't do them a favor. It's their children, they have the rights. The children have the rights to be looked after. In the same way, when you are looking after your parents, it's their right that they need to be looked after. So never ever say that, janab tang kitaan hai, bujre hai kuni, کتنی باری بایا یہ نہ کرو یہ نہ کرو اینڈ دے کیپ آن ڈوئنگ دیٹ دے ڈونٹ ایون لسن ٹو اس یو ٹیل ہم میں بس بند کر رہا جو کچھ کرنے ہو کرو تغفر اللہ گیو اپ جاؤ چھوڑو جنگلی نسی جاؤ اور کیا یا وی ناٹ سپوز ٹو بی سیئنگ دیز کائنڈ ورڈز لیٹ می جسٹ مینشن اے فیو تھنگز اباؤٹ دا پیرنٹس ان دس ورڈز یا واٹ ہیپنز از تہ دل یعنی سچے دل سے ان سے محبت رکھو لو دیم فرام دا باٹم آف یور ہارٹ نو بیکاز یو آر لوکنگ آفٹر دیم یو آر ناٹ ڈوئنگ اینی فیورز آن دیم یا یو ایون اف یو گیو یور ہول لائف ٹو دیٹ ٹو ڈیڈیکیٹ ٹو ورڈز دیم یو اسٹل ناٹ ڈوئنگ دیم اے فیور رفتہ گفتار میں نشت و برخاست یعنی اٹھنے بیٹھنے میں ادب لازم جانے when they stand up you stand up in respect for them you know some of the rights and respect of parents what they are that when your parents come inside the room stand up in respect for them don't walk in front of them don't sit on their place don't stretch your legs towards them don't call them out by their names so many other things as well many things to talk about yeah inshallah azza wa jal now inshallah we're going to be taking the daily hadith sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
by the grace of Allah by the grace of Allah
we're human beings and as such we are prone to making mistakes we do make mistakes we sin the best of sinners are those who repent and there are so many ways to have our sins erased and one narration which is found in Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal The narrator states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, charity removes sins just as water extinguishes fire. Allahu Akbar. Water is used to extinguish fire. And that's the similitude that's given. Like that, when you give charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your sins are removed as well. Your sins are erased and they are finished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this blessed hadith. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some of the other things about the mother and father, we're including the father in this as well, not just only the mother there. Unki shan mein ta'zeem ke lafaz kahe. Whenever you know you talk about your parents talk to them and give them good words talk to them in good words and aap mare qibla wale sahab my blessed father yani ha mara bada mare baba yeah mara you know my old man and my old woman some people are relating to their parents like that as well and that is disrespectful I think I would never call my parents with that kind of a word and then اپنے نفیس مال ان سے نہ بچائے whatever wealth that اللہ تعالیٰ has given you spend it on them ان کے مرنے کے بعد ان کی وصیتیں جاری کرے whatever they have willed they've written a will they've left a will behind if it's according to shariat if it's not according to shariat then you don't have to act upon that but if it's according to shariat then act upon their wills as well make dua for them fatiha isal sawab Sometimes we might have chalina khatam, chotena khatam, chaliana khatam, salana khatam, ustubad khatam. Yeah, after that, it's finished. It should be every year you should be doing khatam of your parents in reminder of them and making dua. And that doesn't mean pure 12 minute puli jao, jila khatam hai, ula phone karo, haan ji, abbe na khatam hai, achi hai aaj. Yeah, achi hai, we're going to have a good food today. And that's what people talk about, food. او جی فلانے نے ختم ہے اب گئے سو کھانا نہیں چنگا ہوتا بھوکے ہو کھانا کھانے دے گئے سو دعا کرن گئے سو اینڈ دیٹس واٹ وی نیڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ وی گو دیئر فار دا ختم سم ٹائمز پیپل دے کم رائٹ ایٹ دی اینڈ دعا ہوئی جانی ہے اینڈ دین دے کم اینڈ دین دے سٹ ڈاؤن اینڈ دے سٹارٹ ہوئی یہ تو دعوت ہوئے گی دس از کسٹمری دیٹ وی ہیو ایون دیٹس ناٹ رائٹ ایز ویل اف یو وانٹ ٹو ہیو اے ختم شریف ہیو ان دی مسجد یو نو ہیو ان امام صاحب ڈوئنگ اے بیان You know, teaching about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Phir maza aasi. Go to their graves. Make dua for them as well. Make dua for their maghfirah. Just like in the Quran, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا O Allah, be merciful to them. Be kind to them the way they were kind to me when I was young. والدین کے ساتھ بلائی کرنے میں یہ بھی داخل ہے. You know, اگر وہ گناہوں کے عادی ہوں یا کسی بد مذہبی میں گرفتار ہوں ان کو بڑی نرمی سے ان کی اصطلاح کریں. یو نو اف دے آر ناٹ آفرنگ دیٹ صلاح, دے ڈونٹ ریڈ دا قرآن, دے ڈونٹ ایکٹ اپون دا دین, دے واچ فلمز, ڈراماز, دے لسن ٹو میوزک, ایون دو دیز آر آل بیڈ تھنگز دیٹ دے ڈوئنگ, بٹ دیٹ از اے وے دیٹ یو نیڈ ٹو ٹیچ دیم, دیٹ از اے وے دیٹ یو نیڈ ٹو میک شیور دیٹ دے ڈونٹ کمٹ دیم سنز. اف دے گو اے ہیبٹ آف گیمبلنگ, اف دے گو اے ہیبٹ آف ٹیکنگ ڈرگز, اف اینی ہیبٹس, یا معاذ اللہ, وٹ ایور ہیبٹس دے آر, نو وی ایز چلڈرن نیڈ ٹو میک شیور دیٹ وی ٹیل دیم ان اے گڈ مینر. And inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we can do to help our parents, we should help them. Bade bhai behan ka main kaha mana karu har dam, karu maa baap ki din raat khidmat ya rasulullah. Subhanallah, a very beautiful poem by Amir al-Sunnah. There's four beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When children look at their parents with a gaze of mercy, نظر رحمت, تو اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے ہر بدلے حج مبرور کا ثواب لکھتا ہے. تو وین یو لک ایٹ یور پیرنٹس ود لو اینڈ مرسی, جسٹ بائی لکنگ ایٹ دیم, اللہ تعالیٰ ایوری گیز دا یو پو آن دیم ود لو اینڈ مرسی, اللہ ول گیو یو دا ریوارڈ آف ون ایکسیپٹیڈ حج, حج مبرور, او حج دیٹ ہیز بین ایکسیپٹیڈ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ. And the Sahaba Ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if we look at them 100 times a day? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Naam, Allahu akbaru wa atiyabu. And Allah is the greatest, and Allah azza wa jal is atiyab, he is the most pure. And Allah ta'ala has power over everything. He could give you the reward of one accepted hajj. And he also says that whoever wakes up in the morning, or whoever finds the morning in such a state that his parents are happy with him, yani farma bardari ki halat mein, he is in obedience of his parents, Allah azza wa jal will open 2 doors of paradise. Agar walidain mein se ek ho, then one paradise. So if you only have one parent alive, Allah will open 1 door of paradise. Subhanallah. And if he finds the morning in such a state that his parents are not happy with him, and he's disobedient to his parents, then Allah Azza wa Jal will open 2 doors of hell for him. Ek shakhs ne arz ki, wa in zalamahu, even though they are unjust, agar wo zalim hai, irshad farmaya, even though they are unjust, beshak wo zalim hai, yeah, even though that, you still need to be, you know, for example, your parents don't look after you, your parents, they don't treat you properly, whatever they do, you need to be kind to them as well. One day someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walidain ka apni aulad par kya haq hai, the parents, what rights do they have over the children? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, huma jannatuka wa naruka, they are your paradise, they are your fire of hell. A person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is worthy of my good conduct, ya meri achhi khidmat ka zyada haqdar kaun hai, who is worthy of my good conduct? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. He said, after her, your mother, after her, your mother, after her, your father. Subhanallah. مطیع اپنے ماں باپ کا, کر میں ان کا ہر ایک حکم لاؤں بجا یا الہی. سبحان اللہ. پیارے اسلام بھائیو, یو نو یو کڈ ٹاک اباؤٹ دا رائٹس اینڈ دا ایٹیکوٹس اینڈ دا مینرز آف پیرنٹس, اینڈ یقین مانیے وی کین ٹاک اباؤٹ دس فار ایجز اینڈ ایجز. یا ناؤ وی نیڈ ٹو بی انڈرسٹینڈنگ, لہٰذا وہ لوگ جن کے والدین زندہ ہیں, یا دوز پیپل ہوز پیرنٹس آر الائیو, now ask yourself, how gentle am I towards my parents, how my good am I towards my parents, how obedient are you towards your parents, or are you ma'azallah, you know, your parents disobedient, yeah, are you being disobedient to your parents? So it's some of these things that we need to understand, and if we don't have these things inside us, we need to make sure we don't answer them back. We don't say things that will hurt their feelings. Never mind hurt their feelings. People today, ma'azallah, they make their parents cry. Yakeen mani, I've seen that. When parents are crying and they can't get to sleep at night because their children are giving them so many problems. Now, there are very, very other beautiful stories. There's a story about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But I was just going to have this package that we've got about one of the departments of Dawat Islami. We're going to watch the package and then I'll come back and I'll tell you the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we'll have the puzzle and the answer to the puzzle as well, inshallah. So let's watch this package. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
It's Dawat Islami.
Islamic scholars are needed to present the message of Islam to the whole world. Dawat Islami has created a department through which Islamic scholars are produced. Jamaat al-Madina. Leaders of the Ummah are being prepared in Jamaat al-Madina in an exceptional way. Along with the Dars-e Nizami, there are various languages and skill enhancement programs that are also available to them. Scholar skills are developed in order to prepare them for the modern world. Let us show you how Jamaat al-Madina of Dawat Islami is providing us the scholars in Pakistan and abroad.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
At the time of presenting this documentary and performance, i.e. December 2023, more or less 1,500 Jamaat al-Madinas have been established in the country of Pakistan and abroad. Yes, alhamdulillah, 1,500 Islamic universities have been built around the world. Until date, about 124,000 students are studying Dars-e Nizami completely free of cost. And amongst them, there are thousands of them whose accommodation is also our responsibility. Food, accommodation, all of their affairs are managed by your Dawat Islami. This department does not charge any fees and is running completely free of charge. And religion is also being taught free of charge as well. You'll be happy to know that with the blessings of this department, many ulama have been produced. And so far, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, about 31,211 Islamic brothers and sisters have been graduated through Dars-e Nizami, and they are performing their services in different countries around the world.
It's all over the world.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you heard about one of the departments of Dawat Islami. Let me mention to you that story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It says in one of the booklets of Amir al Sunnat, Oshanik Dome, on page number 7, it says that one day Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said to Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, who is going to be my neighbor in paradise? And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O Musa, it's so and so butcher, kasab, gosht bechne wala. He's going to be your neighbor. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was told where the butcher was. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he went there and he didn't tell the butcher who he was, and he gave him salam. And the butcher, when he met Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was someone who was a very, you know, respectful person. And the butcher took Musa alayhi salatu wasalam home for food. When that butcher sat down to eat with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had two baskets with him in front of him. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised that he was taking some food and he was putting one into this basket and one into that basket. And the person, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was again, you know, shocked. Who is these, you know, big baskets that are in front of him? So then he heard a knock on the door, and the butcher, he went outside And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked inside the baskets and he saw an old man and an old woman. When they looked at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they recognized him and they recited the kalima and they both passed away. When the butcher came back and he saw that both of his parents had passed away, he started to kiss the hands of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, "Are you the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam?" And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that, "How did you know it was me? I never told you about myself." And he says, "My parents were always making this dua throughout their life, that Ya Allah, when we pass away, when you take our soul so that we are looking at the beautiful face of Musa alayhi salam. And for this reason, I have found out that you are Musa alayhi salatu wasalam." And he says that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to that man, that you are going to be my neighbor in paradise. Padosi bana mujhko jannat mein unka, Khudae Muhammad barae Madina. Alhamdulillah. So that is the beautiful story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and someone who respects and loves his parents. There's another story, but I don't want to be going towards that story, but I want you to be reading this book. It's called Oceanic Dome. Samundri Gumbad Urdu vich hai. You can go onto the website of Dawat Islami, download it, read it, understand it, act upon it. Inshallah, Azawajal, we'll see the blessings of that as well. Gee, I think it's time that we got the answers. So the question that we had today was, on what part of the pure body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the seal of prophethood present? You had four choices. Number one, between both shoulders. Number two, on both hands. Number three, on the forehead. And number four, on the blessed chest. And I could be telling you, yes, the correct answer was Nabuwwah, the seal of prophethood, was between the shoulder blades of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That seal of prophethood was between the shoulder blades. We've got another package, and then after this package, we'll wrap up our program for today, inshallah. So let's go towards the package for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we wholeheartedly believe in the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that charity does not decrease one's wealth. And the understanding of this is important. When we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many blessings that we attain. Blessings in terms of what we spend for the hereafter, it's invested in the hereafter, and we are given its reward with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we die. We are also protected from many calamities that we don't see and many afflictions which may have affected us before we gave that charity. Those afflictions, those calamities are warded off. Dawat-e-Islami is working across the globe through its many departments to support the community of the faithful. Our work is not just for the children, not just for the youth. We are trying to cater for all Muslims, all people from all walks of life. We are trying our best to improve the work in these departments, and this is only possible through your generosity, through your donations, through your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for every good intention and every single penny or pound or dollar that you give to support your Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase success for all of you in both worlds through this act of generosity, through spending in His way to support the work of Islam. May Allah accept our good intentions.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful topic, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, to be honest with you, one of my favorite topics as well. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, today's topic is about the mother, Ma ki dua. You know, it says about the effects of the dua of the mother, at the first story that we heard, and even the effects of the mother, were about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam story that we heard as well. Now, what do we do in case, because on one side, you know, for example, if your mother and father are separated, or your mother and father don't live with one another, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he is mentioned in his book regarding if mother and father don't talk to each other, they're separated, what do the children do? Do they respect their mother and not the father? Do they respect the father and not the mother? Agar maa baap ladai ho, to maa ke saath na de na baap ka. Hargiz aisa na ho ke maa ki muhabbat mein baap par sakhti kare. Yeah, never ever allow this, that you have more love for your mother and you forget your father. In these cases, you see a lot of them. Yeah, mothers who are separated, you know, the children most likely stay with their mothers. And the mothers, you know, they will say to their children, "Obardar piu ki takyat usam, mata usi ki salam vi karo." That is wrong. I'm sorry, but because he is your father, he is the middle door of paradise. Don't be, you know, listening to your mother in these kind of situations, because your father is your middle door of paradise. So don't ever, ever go into the words of your mother and start talking bad about your father. Yeah, so whatever, you know, yes, we have to love and respect our parents, but if any one of them, if you're living with your father and, you know, your father says, "Don't you ever go to your mom's," that is not right. You can say, "Look, dad, you know, I love you and respect you, but what you have said is wrong," because we follow the Sharia. If the father says, "Don't go to the masjid to offer your namaz with the jama'at," it's wajib upon you. You don't have to listen to him. If he says, "Ma'azallah, shave your beard," you don't listen to him. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, make sure, my dear Islam brothers, that we love and respect our parents, we cherish them, and we also look after them. If your parents are alive, make sure you respect them and you look after them. If they've passed away, make dua for them, do fatiha for them. Jazakallah khaira. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.